This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 30th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel today is warm, with plenty of sunshine in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures, perfect for those spending time outdoors. In Eilut, it's hot and sunny, typical for this time of year. Now, here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Israel is preparing a response to a Hezbollah drone strike that violated the ceasefire. Officials are considering a range of options while aiming to maintain stability. This update comes from earlier this hour. Also, the Times of Israel highlights a deadly gunfight in the West Bank. Palestinians are organizing against settler attacks, with tensions rising in areas A and B. This report is from the past hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew details the IDF's ongoing operations in Gaza. Over the past 8 months, dozens of Hamas commanders have been eliminated and tunnels destroyed. This information was published earlier today. Separately, JNS reports Prime Minister Netanyahu discussed Iran and U.S.-Israel relations with ABC News. He denied running American influence campaigns and raised concerns over social media's impact on Israel's image. This interview is from this morning. And finally, 24 News shares that there will be no Israeli withdrawal from the Yellow Line until Hamas is disarmed, an Israeli official stated this position 3 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Waweya posted just minutes ago about an incident near Beita. An assailant drove towards IDF forces, prompting soldiers to open fire. The suspect was neutralized with no IDF injuries. Belaz News shared that President Trump launched the Freedom Haulers Initiative today. It aims to expedite CDLs for veterans while revoking licenses from illegal and non-English-speaking drivers. Over 24,000 licenses have already been revoked. Al Arabiya English reported on Hamas's announcement from earlier today. Hamas plans to hand over heavy weaponry to a national committee in Gaza under international oversight. This process is expected to take 14 days. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the latest from Ynet. Israel is weighing its response options after a Hezbollah drone strike violated the ceasefire. Security officials emphasize that while the IDF has a broad array of tactics at its disposal, maintaining the ceasefire remains a priority. The breach underscores the fragility of the current peace in the region. Turning to the deadly West Bank gunfight reported by the Times of Israel, as settlers carry out violent raids, Palestinians are increasingly organizing to defend their communities. This escalation highlights the growing volatility within Palestinian territories. The situation remains tense, affecting both local residents and regional stability. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew provides insight into the IDF's ongoing operations in Gaza. Over the past 8 months, significant inroads have been made against Hamas, including the elimination of key commanders and the destruction of tunnels. These actions aim to weaken Hamas's military capabilities, impacting the broader geopolitical dynamics in the region. Netanyahu's interview with ABC News, as reported by JNS, sheds light on broader international concerns. The Prime Minister addressed allegations of social media manipulation and its effects on Israel's image. His remarks come at a time when Israel's diplomatic relations, particularly with the US, are under scrutiny. Finally, the stance on the Yellow Line, according to I-24 News, reflects Israel's security priorities. Without Hamas disarmament, Israel will not withdraw, emphasizing the necessity of disarmament for any future agreements. This position affects ongoing negotiations and the broader peace process. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that Bloom Security has launched with a $20 million seed round. The company focuses on securing AI-powered enterprise endpoints, addressing new challenges in workplace security. Separately, CTEC highlights a new cancer research fund launched by Maor Shlomo, founder of Base44. After selling his company to Wix, Shlomo aims to leverage AI for breakthroughs in drug discovery. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes a sharp increase in fuel prices set for August. The Ministry of Energy and Infrastructure announced the hike, effective at midnight between Saturday and Sunday, impacting consumers across the nation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.